Well, I just had been thinking about it for a while, but when I had a year where I really was inactive because of the cancer, I decided to spend my time writing it because I was thought about what the effects would be if one person in the United States had absolute authority without anybody arguing with them, and that would be a person with all right thinking.
Now, of course, you have General MacArthur on your front cover here, but so basically, the concept of your book is if we had a dictator, but a benevolent one, and he was in charge for what, a year?
A year.
What could they do in regards to health care, government spending, taxation, foreign relations, that type of thing? Do you think that would help cure a lot of what you see as the ills in the country?
Oh, yes. Taxation, putting in the fair tax would be one of the most important things that we could possibly do, and also trimming the federal government back. As I said in the book, I would lay off half the federal workforce and streamline the federal executive branch to five major departments, just like the military is set up.
But, of course, this is never actually going to happen. So, I mean, let me ask you something about, for instance, one of the things some of the Republicans are after President Obama on is all the executive orders that he's used, and his defense is, well, Congress is not acting on these things. What's your feeling on executive orders? Is that something the president should have the right to do?
No, I don't think so. It should be the people, the representatives of the people, which is Congress, should pass laws, and that's it. The government, the president, should not have the right to do it. Now he should have a line item veto on legislation, I believe.
Mm-hmm. When you look at our government today, the branches of government, and the direction of the country? What do you think are the biggest problems today, or the biggest issues, that the ones that you would tackle first, or the ones that your benevolent dictator would tackle first?
Well, first would be to cut spending, to cut the federal budget by 50%, just cut it in half. And so that way it would be an immediate balanced budget. And like I say, putting a fair tax in place would bring $13 trillion back from offshore. Right now they're after the companies for going offshore to keep from paying the 35% federal tax, and that would all disappear with the fair tax.
Well, when you say cut the government 50%, they're going to say, well, there's a lot of people out of work. It's going to hurt the economy. What say you to that?
They would immediately – there would be full employment in the private sector immediately. If you laid off 1,375,000 federal workers, the private sector would take up the slack within a year. It would really be full employment.
How do you figure that?
Well, it's just that the private enterprise, the economy would just explode. I'm from North Dakota, and right now, you know, there's zero unemployment in North Dakota because of the oil fields over there, and in West Texas too. And I think it would be the same if the government got out of the way. It would be, I think, full employment would happen within a year.
Mm. Talk about healthcare, the Health Care Act. You would do away with it?
Oh, yes. But I'd privatize everything across state lines, let health care across state lines have the tort reform, complete total tort reform, and savings accounts, privatized savings accounts, health savings accounts. And catastrophic insurance, low-cost catastrophic insurance, because one of the big fears people have is losing their home or losing all their assets because of a major health issue or an accident or something. So that would take care of that.
Do you think people should be required, Marlon, and we're talking with Marlon Thompson, the author of A Benevolent Dictator, Restoring America to Primacy and Prosperity in One Year. Do you think people should be required, Marlon, to have some form of health insurance?
No, it should be voluntary, but they would have insurance if they had the health savings accounts. You could mandate health savings accounts; that would be fine. Then if they could accumulate so that if they didn't use up the money in a year, it would just keep accumulating. So, but also, like I say, a low-cost catastrophic health insurance for everybody.
Okay. Just for back, what was your background professionally?
I'm an engineer, mechanical engineer.
Okay.
And I designed several products, and also I had my own company for 15 years building automation equipment.
Do you think manufacturing, should the government be doing more to promote the return of manufacturing in this country, Marlon, or is that something that private enterprise should be taking care of altogether?
Well, it would happen automatically if the government would get out of the way. The regulations, the EPA and OSHA are just absolutely destroying American manufacturing and a lot of other industries too. They're just the regulations are just killing small business and hurting large business too.
Also, you don't believe in government bailouts or stimulus of any kind?
Not any kind at all. For companies or cities or states or anything.
If we couldn't have a benevolent dictator, what would be the next best option as far as a certain type of way that one branch of government would work with the other? What would be the best option in your case if we couldn't have this dictator?
Well, term limits would help. Have nobody from the president, vice president, or any Congress person would have more than 8 years, and then they're out. Eight years. Two 4-year terms for senators, not 6-year terms like now, 4-year like it used to be in the old days, and 4 2-year terms for representatives, and that's it. So there would be no perpetual thing as far as an individual. Also, one other thing that would help enormously would be to have total patronage. When administration change hands, everybody except the State Department and the military have to turn in their resignations and be rehired.
Meaning what? You couldn't have the long-term
career. Civil service. Yeah, where they say we don't care who's in charge. We still got our job, and we're going to do what we want. And you can't fire us. So forget it.
You think you get better personnel that way?
Well, I think that they'd be more have more incentive to do their jobs because if they knew that they didn't have a lifetime guaranteed income, that they would change their attitude.
More like private industry, where you've got
private
industry. Earn your job every year, basically.
Right.
We're talking with Marlon Thompson, author of A Benevolent Dictator. A couple more questions. One of them is, you would legalize drugs, basically ending the war on drugs.
Right.
Why?
Because drugs won. I think if they – and this wasn't just my idea. A lot of the police associations across the country, some former secretaries of state said, we'd empty out half the prisons immediately because they're in there for drug offenses. The drug cartels would be out of business in one day. Now, I wouldn't just let it go rampant. I'd say that it had to be by doctor's prescription, but you would know then who was using drugs. It wouldn't be illicit or illegal. So, I firmly believe that you can't legislate morality.
Do you think what's happening in Colorado and Washington State where they've legalize marijuana, and of course it's been decriminalized in a lot of other states, that eventually you're going to see a mindset change in this country where maybe they figure we don't need to fight that battle and spend all the resources. Let's legalize it and tax it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think – I don't remember what the number was. It was like $60 billion would come in taxation revenue immediately from the pharmaceutical drug stores.
We could probably find something to do with that money, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just to wrap up here, you're going to be speaking to a group this Thursday night. This is at the Roanoke Tea Party. And when you speak to groups like the Tea Party or any group, what's the message you're trying to get across, Marlon, about a benevolent dictator and about your point of view about our government?
Just that it's too bloated and ways to bring it back into check. We're spending millions of dollars an hour that we don't have, and we have to at some point we're going to be like Greece or Spain. We're just going to run out of money, and then everything's going to get really bad.
Marlon Thompson is the author of A Benevolent Dictator, Restoring America to Primacy and Prosperity in 1 Year, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks.